Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The teenage shooter at Saugus High School last week used what's called a ghost gun to kill his fellow students. So what is a ghost gun and why are police agencies so worried and so frustrated by these weapons? Carlos Canino is the special agent in charge of the Los Angeles office of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearm, otherwise known as ATF. So Carlos, tell us exactly what is a ghost gun?
Good afternoon. A ghost gun is basically a firearm made from a kit or firearms parts made at home, and the reason they call it a ghost gun is because that firearm is untraceable.
Okay, so you get around all the requirements that usually come with a firearm, registering, background checks, that kind of thing, because you buy it in pieces. Where do you get the pieces? Online? Gun shows?
Both. Great, gun parts are not regulated. So you could be a prohibited person, and you could buy various gun parts unless you put that firearm together, that all you have is pieces of metal.
So it's perfectly legal to buy the component parts. Is that it?
That is correct. And until you start drilling holes in certain places, and putting things together, again, all you have is a bunch of metal.
What kind of guns can you make? Does it run the gamut?
Well, so here's the problem. Technology has reached the point where someone who has basic skills, example, if you're putting your kids' toys together under the Christmas tree, if you can do that, you can build an AR-15, or you could build any one of these handgun parts kits, like the Model 1911 or a firearm similar to a Glock.
So, Carlos, is it one, you know, or two companies, or how many there may be, that you go online and they advertise that they will sell you the component parts and then they ship it to you and you put it together? Or do you have to kind of go searching around and you find a whole bunch of different places, each one selling you a different part?
Both.
Both.
So you right, yeah. So you can go on the internet. You'll be surprised if you go on the internet and put homemade guns, lower 80s, unfinished receivers. You're gonna get thousands and thousands and thousands of pages. And you can go to YouTube, and like I said, if you have the basic skills, you could mass produce untraceable firearms at your house.
I imagine we don't know how many of these are out there, but are you seeing more of them? Are you seizing more of them?
Absolutely. So I've been an ATF agent for 30 years now. This is my third tour in the Los Angeles Field Division. I just came back this past February, and I was only gone for 3 years. I was, and a lot of things don't surprise me. I was surprised at the level in which we are recovering the frequency in which we're recovering these homemade guns. We're recovering them from gang members, violent criminals, and their associates.
It's Carlos Canino, special agent in charge, Los Angeles Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. Carlos, thanks.